Chapter 8, Electromagnetic Waves. Summary. Maxwell found an inconsistency in the Ampere's law and suggested the existence of an additional current called displacement current. To remove this inconsistency, this displacement current is due to time-varying electric field and is given by ID equals epsilon naught d by dt of electric flux, and acts as a source of magnetic field in exactly the same way as conduction current. An accelerating charge produces electromagnetic waves. An electric charge oscillating harmonically with frequency nu produces electromagnetic waves of the same frequency nu. An electric dipole is a basic source of electromagnetic waves. These electromagnetic waves with wavelength of the order of few meters were first produced and detected in the laboratory of Hertz. He thus verified a basic prediction of Maxwell's equations and concluded that electric and magnetic fields oscillate sinusoidally in space and time in an electromagnetic wave. The oscillating electric and magnetic fields E and M are perpendicular to each other, and the direction of propagation of the electromagnetic wave for a wave of frequency mu, wavelength lambda, and propagating along Z direction, we have E equals E naught into sine kz minus omega t. And for magnetic field, By equals to B naught sine kz minus omega t. They are related as E naught by B naught equals to C. The speed C of electromagnetic wave in vacuum is related to nu naught, the space permeability, and epsilon naught, the permittivity. So we have a formula C equals 1 by under root of nu naught into epsilon naught. The value of C equals the speed of light obtained from optical measurements. We know light is an electromagnetic wave. C is also the speed of light. Electromagnetic waves other than light also have the same velocity C in free space. So the speed of light or of electromagnetic waves in a material medium is given by V equals 1 by nu into epsilon, where mu is the permeability of the medium and epsilon is permittivity. Electromagnetic waves carry energy as they travel through space, and this energy is shared equally by the electric and magnetic fields. Electromagnetic waves transport momentum as well. When these waves strike a surface, a pressure is exerted on the surface. If total energy transferred to a surface in time t equals to u, the total momentum delivered to this surface is p equals u by c. The spectrum of electromagnetic wave stretches in principle over an infinite range of wavelengths. Different regions are known by different names: gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet rays, visible rays, infrared rays, microwaves, and radio waves, in the order of increasing wavelength from 1 picometer to 1 megameter. They interact with matter via the electric and magnetic fields which set in oscillation charges present in all matter. The detailed interaction and so-called mechanism of absorption, scattering, etc. depend on the wavelength of the electromagnetic wave and the nature of the atoms and molecules in the medium. This was a quick summary of the chapter, Electromagnetic Waves.